welcome to another special episode of the Grueling Truth. Once again, we've got CEO Bobby Morgan from Elite Talent Management on here. We got a few more teams that are going to be at the Elite Talent Management Combine, December 11th through the 13th, in Billerica, Georgia, at the B-Plex, which will be televised by Godnext TV, and it'll be invite only to the best players to go to an NFL Combine somewhere around January or February. Let me welcome to the show Eric Brown, who is the president of the World Football Federation and the owner of the New England Soul. Eric, you want to tell us a little bit about your organizations and just the general history?
Hi, I'm actually president of the World Football Federation. This was our first inaugural year. We had about 9 teams, and we represent multiple states throughout the northeast of the United States. We're kind of basically a professional development brand of football, and we're just happy to partner with the elite talent, and that's going to help us with the movement of the young players that we all have on all of our teams.
All right, we've got another owner from the Albany Metro Maulers. Mr. Ivoroni, you on here?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your organization and why you've decided to partner up with Elite Talent Management for this combine.
Well, we're an organization that's been around since the early 70s, and we've, tried to expand out and broaden our horizons, and this year was a good event to hook up with because it would give more exposure to a lot of these players, and it would be a great partnership with this organization. So that's kind of, I think it's great for my guys. I have a lot of young guys, and I think having some exposure, will benefit them greatly.
All right, we got the owner of the Capital City Seahawks, which is Mr. Crowell. How you doing tonight, Mr. Crowell?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Hey, same thing. Tell us a little bit about your organization's history and why you decided to come participate in this combine.
Well, our organization is based out of Washington, D.C. Fifth year of the organization. We wanted to take part in this combine because, as you know, D.C. has some of the best talent in the world. Several different NFL players, Vernon Davis, Vontae Davis, and players like that come from our area. So teaming up with the Elite Talent Agency gives us the opportunity to show some of that other talent that wasn't able to go as far as those guys. So we have a lot of guys from Bowie State, Townsend, and pretty much the whole area, a lot of colleges in our area, Maryland University. So our team is made up of those guys who are just looking for a second chance, and I think this is a great opportunity for them.
All right, and I want to welcome in the final owner for this show from the South Jersey Bengals, Lester Cream. Same question, Lester.
Thanks for having me. Fine. We're a community-based team. They've been in existence since 2010. Just giving opportunities for guys in my community to further their football career and hopefully get a few more educated in college and arena ball, and some might make the next level to keep their dreams alive.
All right, and then once again, I said the CEO of Elite Talent Management, Bobby Morgan's on the line. Bobby, you want to give everybody information, info, and where they can find you at?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving us this opportunity, Coach Good Pastor. It's always a pleasure, man, working with you and being able to come on with you. I'd like to thank you for giving us the opportunity. And second of all, Mr. Eric Brown, I'd like to thank him for coming along. These guys have a very credible organization. I met Eric some time back and had the opportunity to know him, just the type of person he is, man, the integrity behind his organization. So it's an honor as well, just as much for us to work with them as it is for them to work with us, as well as the coaches. All of the coaches, as you see, they have a very powerful unit. You see all of the coaches, the unity that they have. And I really respect, that these guys have an ideology to make sure that these kids are being able to get to the next level and to be able to share that vision with the organization and be a part of the World Football Federation. And just to highlight these guys, like I tell the coaches, man, until we see our kids playing on Sunday, our job's not done. So they have a phenomenal talent, man, and I'm just really excited to see how the talent matches up, man, between here and the southeastern region and the New York, Baltimore, Maryland, and that area. you know, it's going to be interesting just to see how it turns out. But, you know, overall, we're all working together, man. We all have the same goal. Our visions are all the same, man, to see our boys make it to the next level. And by us having the resources and tools to do it, man, that's what we're going to do.
Well, and if people want more information on the Combine, what's your website?
www.elitetalent.biz. That's www.elitetalent.biz.
All right. Once again, I want to thank everybody, Mr. Cream, Mr. Crowell, Mr. Ivorone, Mr. Brown, all for being on the show, and, of course, my friend Bobby Morgan. So make sure you check out The Grueling Truth at Grueling Truth Facebook page, and make sure you check out Gridiron Mode, new football app at www.gridironmode.com. So basically, guys, we will see you next week on The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.